Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Closing Is Not Your Problem, The First Fully Illustrated Guide to Selling. It's a sales and business book by Lisa and Nick Terenzi that argues the core weakness in many sales systems is not the closing step itself, but the way selling is taught, structured, and practiced long before the final ask, positioned as a practical guide rather than a theoretical sales treatise. It presents a reworked view of the sales process shaped by the author's experience in training and business development. The available descriptions indicate that the book focuses on the 80-20 style imbalance in revenue production, where a small share of salespeople drive most results, and asks why conventional training does not help the broader team perform at that level. Its fully illustrated format suggests an emphasis on clarity, accessibility, and visual learning. Overall, the book is aimed at readers who want to rethink sales effectiveness from first contact through the close, not just improve last-step persuasion. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, why the book shifts attention away from closing as the main sales problem. The central claim of the book is that closing has been overemphasized in sales education and that this narrow focus can distort how teams understand performance. Rather than treating the final ask as the decisive factor, the authors argue that many sales failures begin earlier, in the structure of the process and in how salespeople are trained to communicate. This matters because if a team keeps diagnosing weak results as a closing issue, it may keep applying the wrong fix. The book therefore reframes closing as one component of a larger selling system, not the sole determinant of success. That approach is useful for readers who manage teams or design training because it encourages them to examine prospecting, qualification, questioning, value creation, and communication habits before blaming the final step. The argument is not that closing is irrelevant, but that improving it alone will not solve deeper process weaknesses. Secondly, the 80-20 revenue imbalance as the problem the book tries to address. A major theme in the available description is the persistence of an 80-20 style revenue pattern, where a small percentage of salespeople produce most of the sales output. The book treats this imbalance as a practical management problem, not just a statistical curiosity, because it creates stress for owners, managers, and training leaders who need more consistent performance across the full team. By focusing on why only the top performers close most of the revenue, the authors appear to be asking how sales systems can be redesigned so that ordinary performers can improve, not only elite ones. This gives the book a diagnostic purpose. It looks beyond individual talent and examines whether current sales methods are scalable. That framing is especially relevant in organizations that invest heavily in training, but still rely on a few strong closers. The book's value lies in connecting the revenue gap to process design, communication skill, and the assumptions built into sales instruction. Thirdly, re-engineering the sales process from first contact to final agreement. The book presents itself as a re-engineered approach to selling, which suggests it does more than criticize conventional closing techniques. Instead, it appears to propose a broader sequence for how sales should be managed, taught, and executed. That is important because sales outcomes are usually shaped by many smaller decisions: how interest is generated, how a conversation is structured, how objections are handled, how value is framed, and how commitment is earned. A process-centered view recognizes that closing is usually the result of previous stages done well. This makes the book useful for readers seeking an operational framework rather than a motivational message. Its likely strength is that it encourages consistency, since a better process can be trained, repeated, and measured more easily than charisma or instinct. In that sense, the book seems positioned as a system-building guide for organizations that want more dependable sales execution across a wider range of team members. Fourthly, the role of communication decline in modern sales failure. Another notable idea in the available material is that declining communication skills have made traditional sales methods less effective. This is a broader claim than a simple critique of closing tactics, because it links sales performance to how people listen, respond, explain value, and maintain productive conversations. In this view, weak results are not only a matter of poor technique. They may reflect a wider social and workplace trend in which communication is less direct, less patient, or less disciplined than in the past. The implication is that sales training must compensate for this decline rather than assume it can be ignored. That perspective gives the book a modern practical edge, since it acknowledges the environment in which salespeople operate rather than relying on older formulas alone. Readers may find this useful because it connects sales results to everyday conversational ability, making the subject broader than persuasion and more rooted in interpersonal clarity. Lastly, illustration and accessibility as part of the book's teaching method. The book is described as the first fully illustrated guide to selling, which signals that presentation is part of its instructional strategy. In a subject like sales, illustration can do more than decorate the text. It can simplify process logic, make abstract ideas easier to remember, and help readers visualize sequence and cause-effect relationships in a customer conversation. That matters for a book built around process correction, because readers often need to see how a flawed selling approach differs from a more effective one. The format also suggests an effort to reach learners who prefer visual explanations over dense theory, making the content more approachable for new sellers and practical for trainers. This design choice differentiates the book from many sales titles that rely heavily on narrative advice or abstract principles. By combining a process argument with a visual format, the book appears intended to improve comprehension and retention, not merely to present another set of sales tips. In conclusion, this book will be most useful for sales managers, trainers, business owners, and individual sellers who suspect that weak results are not caused by the final close alone. Readers who want to improve team-wide performance, reduce dependence on a few high performers, or rethink how sales instruction is structured are likely to benefit most. Its practical value comes from shifting attention to the full selling process, especially the stages that happen before closing and the communication habits that support them. That makes it appealing to organizations that have invested in conventional training but still see uneven results. What differentiates it from many sales books is its central reversal of the usual emphasis. It argues that closing is not the core problem and that the real leverage lies in how selling is taught and executed from the start. The fully illustrated format also helps distinguish it from more text-heavy sales guides because it suggests a clearer, more accessible way to learn a process-oriented method. For readers looking for a systems view of selling rather than a narrow closing manual, it offers a distinct angle within the sales category. If you would like to support Lisa and Nick Terenzi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.